This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight,
I don't know how to make it better.
Carol Baskin's breakdown.
I tried for a very long time not to cry.
Her new lawsuit is just the start of the dancing drama. Coach Monica's cheer co-star behind bars, and why Bachelorette Caitlin Bristow may have to quit.
Honestly, my heart was broken.
Then, our Sharon Osbourne exclusive. Her family hit with coronavirus. And who will replace Maria Osmond on The Talk?
Totally freaking out.
Plus, blockbusters back in production. Tom Hanks on set after beating COVID.
That's how we roll.
And Tom Cruise heading to space.
You have to see it.
Plus, our surprise for Bethany Frankel.
Stop! I'm dying.
ET starts right now.
Guys, it's only week two of Dancing with the Stars, and there is already a season's worth of drama. We're talking a scandal, tears, a lawsuit. And that's just Tiger King star Carol Baskin. She spoke to our Lauren Zima after she broke down on the ballroom floor.
I've seen what the media can do to you.
She deserves to sit in jail for killing her husband.
I keep it inside and wait until everybody's gone before I can break down. And I don't know how to make it better.
You did open up tonight and we saw you tear up.
I regret crying on TV or in front of my family. When they saw it, they were like, "Oh my gosh, she's breaking down under the pressure there. We've got to get her out."
Watch me, pussycat.
Just minutes before waltzing in a gold leopard outfit, the Tiger Queen was hit with a defamation lawsuit by the family of her second husband, Don Lewis, who went missing. The lawsuit claims Baskin was complicit with jokes about his death on the show and should have objected to comments like this.
"For me, you didn't quite kill the Paso Doble."
What is your response to that?
I haven't made any kind of jokes about Don's disappearance. That has been a very personal thing to me for years. I'm not going to make fun of something that was so painful for all of us.
Baskin denies any involvement in her husband's disappearance. Last night, she finished in the bottom two, but was saved by the judges who sent Charles Oakley home. Meanwhile, Coach Monica Aldama from the Netflix show Cheer is keeping her chin up. Her former squad member Jerry Harris remains in custody after being charged with producing child pornography. He denies any wrongdoing. Shake it off, shake it off. Monica danced to Shake It Off and says the ballroom has been a welcome relief.
It's a great place to go and really have an escape from what's going on in my world.
We just got some breaking news. Just before we went live, Bachelorette Caitlin Bristow was dealing with an ankle injury.
I saw a doctor and I was
lucky enough to get a cortisone shot. So that was how I was able to get out there and do what I had to do.
Caitlin, who got hurt in rehearsal, went on to triumph, tying for the top of the leaderboard.
How afraid were you that the dance would not happen tonight?
My heart was broken and I was like, I don't even care. Like, I just still want to dance through it. And they're like, I don't know if you can. And I'm like, but I will.
Meanwhile, only E.T. talked to Judge Carrie Ann Inaba's talk co-host Sharon Osbourne, forced to quarantine after granddaughter Minnie came down with COVID-19.
Was everybody freaking out?
Totally freaking out. I visited the grandchildren and somebody that works for my son said, my husband's got COVID, he's in hospital. You better go get checked. And unfortunately, little Minnie had got it.
Two of Jack's daughters contracted COVID. Both are doing well. Jack is negative and so is Mrs. O, who's staying in a hotel to keep Ozzy safe. Because of Parkinson's, the 71-year-old's high risk.
Is Ozzy missing you?
He is, and I miss him so much.
We thought you were going to be here with us today.
Oh, Carrie Anne, drama.
While you're going through all this, you're also still doing the talk. How much do you miss the ladies?
It was a bummer. It was really a bummer not to be there.
As you can see, though, Marie is not here.
Season 11 also started without Marie Osmond, who left the show after just one season.
We just go with the flow. I have to say that with four, we've got more time to talk.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to finding someone new? You know who comes to mind who would be perfect for that show.
Who?
Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, if it was up to me, I'd have Kelly and Jack and, you know.
By the way, Kelly, her transformation, she looks great. And
doesn't
she's been showing
she?
It all.
She's unbelievable. She can do anything.
Gastric sleeve surgery helped Kelly drop 85 pounds. Sharon's 14-day quarantine ends Friday, keeping her company, dogs Elvis and Bella.
This is it. This is who I talk to every day.
Those dogs is all she needs because, you know, she's living her best life up in the presidential suite. And she lives by the motto, the show must go on.
That is right, Mr. Frazier. That holds true for the movies as well. I want to go back to the movies. But check out these big stars who are all back to work on blockbuster movies, including the one in which Tom Hanks became COVID star patient number one.
Is he ready to go back? Will you go with him?
They're following extreme protocols. And yeah, I plan to go. That's how we roll. We like to be together.
That's Tom seen out shopping for the first time since quarantining for 2 weeks in Australia. Production on Elvis started today, 6 months after he and Rita contracted COVID.
I'll use my mom's accent because it's better.
If you have your health, you have everything.
Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot got their COVID test before returning to work on Red Notice last week. The Rock says they've implemented the most aggressive health and safety COVID measures in all of Hollywood. But a power outage almost kept him from set. Almost. Yep, The Rock pulled the gate off with his bare hands. Ryan's response? The gate opened the other way.
I'm vengeance.
Robert Pattinson's The Batman is back to work 14 days after reports that our Pats tested positive for the virus and production was shut down. During a break, Robert was snapped mask down, kissing girlfriend Suki Waterhouse. About 30% of the Batman's been shot so far, keeping it on track for an October 2021 release.
Zoe Kravitz coming at us as Catwoman. Yeah. How worthy of an adversary is she?
Yeah, Zoe's great. And I've known her for years and years and years. I mean, I've been friends with her for like 10 years.
We're constantly pushing ourselves, saying, what can we do? What's the next thing?
Meanwhile, a launch date has been set for Tom Cruise's film on the space station. He's reportedly lifting off in October 2021 aboard Elon Musk's SpaceX Crew Dragon.
3, 2, 1, action.
But till then, he isn't taking any chances with the 400-person cast and crew of Mission Impossible 7. The production shelling out a reported $650,000 a month to keep everyone safe aboard these two Norwegian cruise ships. Ben Affleck has girlfriend Ana de Armas keeping him company in Ireland while he shoots the last duel with BFF Matt Damon. That's Matt with a medieval mullet and Ben as a blonde on set. The movie hits theaters in October of next year.
I'm a little nervous because I've never done a medieval. It's 1386, so it's like armor and swords and stuff like that.
Scream 5 is happening. Courtney Cox signed up, Neve Campbell.
Next year will be the 25th anniversary of Scream. And
I'm so old.
The OG Screamers are all back for Scream 5. Production started this week with Dennis Quaid's son Jack joining the cast. Rumor has it Selena Gomez will make an appearance too when the movie premieres in 2022.
Everything is super top secret. So even on set, you'll start talking about something and then you cut yourself off because, wait, do you have the same information that I have?
Look, personally, I'm just hyped for Neve Campbell's return. Scream would not be the same without Sidney Prescott in it. Speaking of great OG characters, remember when Bethany Frankel used to just stir it up on The Real Housewives? Well, Bethany has moved on. She really is all business now. But could one of her famous friends soon jump into the Housewives mix?
There's talk that Kathy Hilton could join the Housewives of Beverly Hills. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I used to work for her. I used to be Paris and Nikki's nanny. She'd be great. She's got a power and a presence, but I don't know if she would do it. I don't think that that's true, actually.
Bethany's shooting down Kathy Hilton housewife rumors and addressing some housewife news of her own.
You surprised fans by hanging out with Dorinda.
Guess what, Bethany Frankel?
You're drunk.
We have gotten really much closer, and it's better that we got closer not being on the show because it means that it's not because of the show, and it was time for her to leave, and she did.
So Dorinda may be a new BFF, but number one in Bethany's life? Her 10-year-old daughter, Bryn. When she's not mom, Bethany's handling her estimated $70 million empire.
We have Skinny Girl salad dressing and microwave popcorn, a sensual intimacy product. I mean, women want to talk, let's talk about sex, baby.
The 49-year-old's also launching her new podcast, Just Be, with Bethany Frankel.
It really is something where you are helping people get where you are, in a sense.
Beyond, and I honestly entered into this and did not realize how much that's true. You're talking to Maria Shriver. Mark Cuban's giving me an hour of his time. I'm not coming in like an idiot. You know what I mean? You have to know your stuff.
Before we left, I had a little surprise for Bethany, thanks to one of our ET producers.
Bethany, you got to see this, okay? You're going to love this.
I live in your old apartment.
Stop!
Yes, I'm in your old apartment.
I'm dying. Wait a minute. I had a balcony?
And we've got another exclusive.
I just gave you my deepest, coolest secret.
Alicia Keys' new music and a late-night takeover.
We definitely have some tricks up our sleeve.
Then, only ET's on the set of The Masked Singer.
Hey guys, Jenny McCarthy here.
The big changes for season 4.
You guys are not even ready for this.
And what you never knew about Mariah's romance with Derek Jeter.
He got his own song. He's got a few songs.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
This girl is on fire.
15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys has taken over the Late Late Show with James Corden in celebration of her brand new album, Alicia, and she's joining us exclusively from her dressing room at Corden. So listen, what did it take to pull off this series of performances?
We had to pull off a lot because we're doing four songs, a song a night, plus some crazy skits.
Is there going to be another parody because we love Shallow?
We definitely have some tricks up our sleeve. I may or may not have participated in Spill Your Guts.
Oh my God!
I was like, I'm not eating it.
Alicia wraps up her residency on Corden tomorrow on CBS, and we got this exclusive behind-the-scenes secret.
I make the gummy bear tea, and I am ready to rock.
Alicia, the album is here.
I've been working on this for a while and really just coming to the discovery of who Alicia is. I love that, and the music reflects that, and you hear it with the way that it sounds, with the way that it feels, with the lyrics, the stories, and it really takes you on an incredible journey. Love looks better
on you. This Grateful Mom of Egypt and Genesis is also celebrating a couple milestones. She and husband Swizz Beatz just had their 10-year wedding anniversary, and Alicia just launched a brand new skincare line.
Key Soul Care, which is absolutely, it begins with skincare, but the concept is really bigger. It really is about having these small moments for yourself. You're magnificent, and there's nothing that can stop you.
So beautiful. Alicia Keys, so good to see you.
Thank you.
So proud of you. And coming up, we have another big music exclusive straight from the set of The Masked Singer.
This is the behind-the-scenes look
at what really happens at the judges' table.
A sneak peek before tonight's premiere, our on-set tour with Jenny McCarthy.
Describe your amazing look this season.
I'm going for full Swayze.
Then
we did a Zoom thing with the cast of Legally Blonde.
Luke Wilson breaks news about a cast reunion.
Never had that happen before.
And Stranger Things season 4 scoop from star Millie Bobby Brown.
Let's do it.
Hey guys, Jenny McCarthy here on the set of Masked Singer. This is the behind the scenes look at what really happens at the judges' table. Are you excited about season 4?
I'm so stoked. You guys are not even ready for this.
Jenny, Ken, Robin, and Nicole are back as panelists for The Masked Singer, premiering tonight on Fox. And Jenny's giving only E.T. some set secrets.
People always want to know what's inside of our tablets. Well, I'm going to show you. These are the clues that I pick up. And then when I'm really trying to think, I go to my doodles.
She's a clueaholic. She is, no joke, the smartest judge.
Compared to reveals from different seasons, how were they this year? Because that always gets me.
It's fun when we think we're so right about somebody, and when they take the mask off, we're all shocked.
What?
This season, there's the Snow Owl, Sun, and Popcorn, just to name a few. And this go-round, the names behind the masks are bigger than ever.
I think people will be pleasantly surprised right out of the gate.
It's not only my favorite season ever, it's our best season.
Feeling so small.
Whoa.
And the Masked Singer family is growing. Robin and his fiancée April are expecting baby number 3.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Jenny.
I love sitting next to Robin.
Watching him be a dad from just his phone, he is one of the most incredible, sweetest. I mean, hour after hour, he's talking to his little babies, you know, doing little baby, I love you, daddy's coming. I mean, like, he's a true hands-on dad.
Yay, I'm good.
I love him almost as much as he loves his hair. He really, that's how deep the love is.
I'm going for full Swayze.
Oh, it's mime, right?
Like Dirty Dancing Swayze.
Now, we also have a deep love for Elle Woods. Legally Blonde 3 cannot come soon enough. But until then, her big screen bae, Luke Wilson, just gave fans a little something to obsess over.
Just last week, we did a Zoom thing with the cast of Legally Blonde, who I hadn't seen, you know, all together since the movie.
So you bend and snap.
It was really funny to see Jennifer Coolidge and Selma Blair and Holland Taylor and all these people.
Wow, I'm really glad I met you.
There's been no comment from Reese as to when the reunion will be shown to fans. She's currently in pre-production on an upcoming Legally Blonde 3.
Some returning characters and some new characters. This is gonna be good.
Did you get an update on Legally Blonde 3? Did she say, guys, it's coming, hold on?
No, I just kind of read that, you know, they were writing it. But yeah, who knows? I mean, you never know.
Luke is, of course, known for his comedic roles, but starting Monday, he will host the new ABC reality drama, Emergency Call.
240 million. That's how many calls Americans make every year to 911.
I'm bleeding out. Can't stay awake.
The series follows real-life 911 operators and their split-second decisions to save lives.
There's someone's car getting stolen with a child in it. There are definitely ones where, you know, kind of funnier stuff.
Yes, I have a cat stuck up in a tree.
I got to visit a couple of these call centers. I couldn't believe how interesting it was. They are the first link in the chain of first responders.
They certainly are, and what a way to honor them. Well, Millie Bobby Brown is answering the call too in her new Netflix movie, Enola Holmes.
Now, where to begin?
I always wanted a young British female lead to look up to, and Enola is that for me.
The game is afoot.
Enola Holmes is all about female empowerment, with Millie taking charge to find her missing mother, played by Helena Bonham Carter. Henry Cavill takes a backseat as her brother, Sherlock.
I get to support Millie Bobby Brown. And for me, that kind of messaging was really, really special.
You've got a lot going on right now. You have got this movie. You are back to work at The Witcher Season 2. You also just signed on for more Superman. So are you now living your life just going from set to the gym and for workouts? My gosh.
I like being busy. And eventually, once I'm tired of it all, I'll just sail off into the distance on my catamaran.
Perhaps it's a world that needs changing.
Millie shot this film, which hits Netflix today, after season 3 of Stranger Things was complete. Season 4 has been delayed because of the pandemic.
We will get back to work when they know it's a safe environment for us to all to work in. So I have not had word yet. But what I do know is it is very, very, very good.
Millie's sidekick in this film is Louis Partridge. We put their wits to the test.
My mother named me Enola, which backwards spells alone.
In the spirit of Enola Holmes, we have our own cipher for you guys to figure out.
Let's do it.
I will say the abbreviation for Entertainment Tonight is in here as well.
Ooh, Enola's heart, no.
E.T. Hearts Enola?
Yes! Ding, 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 ding!
He gave it to me. I give that to Louis Partridge. Very good duo.
I love it. Millie is on fire in this film. By the way, Enola is based on a series of books, and Millie and Henry told me they are on board to make more. All right, coming up, secrets from Mariah Carey's new memoir and the high-profile relationship Mariah says inspired her iconic ballad, My All. Next.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Did you know that Mariah Carey wrote My All about Derek Jeter? Now Oprah gets Mariah to open up about the Yankee legend like never before. Mariah was still married at the time to Tommy Mottola when she met Derek.
He was a catalyst that helped me get out of that relationship. I don't think it was like, oh my gosh, he was the love of my life. Like, at the time I did.
Get this, Mariah calls her home with Mottola Sing Sing after the infamous prison, and it led to one of the wildest nights of her life.
There are security guys with guns, and they're loading up, and they're coming to find you.
I'm sure they were all like, what is happening?
We will have so much more in this story tomorrow. Make sure you join us. Take care, everybody.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.